This is Akashvani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi made a strong push for Vocal for Local today and urged people to trust and buy products made in India. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating two major national highway projects worth around 11,000 crore rupees in New Delhi. He said connectivity across national capital region will take a big leap forward with the inauguration of the Delhi section of the Dwarka Expressway and Urban Extension Road 2. He said the nation must take inspiration from Chakradhari Mohan to Charkhadhari Mohan to make India stronger and follow their path to make India self-reliant.
हम समय समय पर चक्रधारी मोहन से लेकर चरखाधारी मोहन तक दोनों की अनुभूति करते हैं। चक्रधारी मोहन यानी सुदर्शन चक्रधारी भगवान श्री कृष्ण, जिन्होंने सुदर्शन चक्र के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई, और चरखाधारी मोहन यानी महात्मा गांधी, जिन्होंने चरखा चलाकर देश को स्वदेशी के सामर्थ्य की अनुभूति कराई। भारत को सशक्त बनाने के लिए हमें चक्रधारी मोहन से प्रेरणा लेकर आगे बढ़ना है, और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए हमें चरखाधारी मोहन के रास्ते पर चलना।
The Election Commission today said that all parties are equal before it, as it does not discriminate among political parties. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the Election Commission will never step back from its constitutional duty. Mr. Kumar said some people allege double voting, but when asked for proof, no answer is given. He remarked that neither the Election Commission nor any voter is afraid of such false allegations.
Jab Chunav Aayog ke kandhe par बंदूक रख कर भारत के मतदाताओं को निशाना बनाकर राजनीति की जा रही हो, तो आज चुनाव आयोग सबको स्पष्ट करना चाहता है कि चुनाव आयोग निडरता के साथ सभी गरीब, अमीर, बुजुर्ग, महिला, युवा सहित सभी वर्गों और सभी धर्मों के मतदाताओं के साथ बिना किसी भेदभाव के चट्टान की तरह खड़ा था, खड़ा है और खड़ा रहेगा।
Mr. Kumar highlighted that more than 1 crore government employees, over 10 lakh booth level agents and more than 20 lakh polling agents of candidates were part of the process during the Lok Sabha elections. He sought to know how votes can be stolen in such a transparent process in front of so many people. The Chief Election Commissioner pointed out that all political parties have been asking for rectification of errors in their electoral roll. He said the special intensive revision was started from Bihar and a draft of the electoral roll has been prepared. Mr. Kumar added that all the voters and political parties are giving their contributions to rectify the errors in the draft electoral roll within the stipulated time. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 7 persons were killed and 5 others injured in 2 separate incidents of cloud burst and flash flood in Kathua district in the early hours this morning. The calamity struck Jod Ghati village of Rajbag and Janglote amid heavy overnight rains in the district. Meanwhile, Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke to Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Omar Abdullah on the cloud burst incident in Kathua and assured all support from the centre. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said civil administration, military and paramilitary forces have swung into action to carry out rescue and relief operations in Kathua. A meeting of the BJP Parliamentary Board is expected to be held at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Party sources said discussion is likely to be held on the candidate for the vice presidential elections. Nominations for the vice presidential election can be filed till Thursday. The election will be held on the 9th of next month. Several European leaders will meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House tomorrow. French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Finnish President Alexander Stubb have confirmed their attendance. The meeting follows a video call led by UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who praised US President Donald Trump's role in advancing peace talks with Russia. Starmer, Macron and Merz are part of the coalition of the willing. The leaders aim to strengthen coordination between Europe and the US to secure a lasting peace in Ukraine while ensuring Europe's security. And in tennis, top-seeded Jannik Sinner will face arch-rival second-seed Carlos Alcaraz in the final of the Cincinnati Open 2025. Spaniard Alcaraz reached his 7th consecutive tour-level final by defeating an injured Alexander Zverev 6-4, 6-3. And with that, we end this news bulletin.